So, guess what? It's time again for the May Wild West Show, the podcast where we tell the hedonistic adventures of myself, my husband, Mr. West, and my friends in the modern American Wild West. Yeah, the Rocky Mountain region, where it's usually so damn cold that we've got nothing better to do than fuck from October till March. This is the show where we tell the stories of our sometimes reckless, usually sexy, probably awkward, and always thrilling lives. My name is, of course, Mae Wild West, and I'm a trophy wife, embarrassing mom, the loudest person pretty much anywhere, and a member of a super secret squirrel shit naughty club. My husband and I swing, sometimes hot wife, but mostly just enjoy spending time with our friends and having kinky sex. My entire life, I've had a tendency to get myself into some amazing adventures and sticky situations. Partially because my curiosity gets me into trouble, and partially because my motto is, I'll try anything for science. Once. Probably twice. But if you're gonna follow the scientific method, at least three times. The stories we share will be sexy, spicy, and completely inappropriate for kids. Think sex, drugs, rock and roll, and a load of laundry.
As always, this podcast is intended for entertainment purposes only and should not be considered professional or sometimes even good advice. Now let's full send into today's episode and guess what I did? Wallowed in self-pity all week long because I didn't like the way my life was going. So the last week, actually like 10 days, I have been in and out of being sick and I have been exhausted and sleeping and I can't get anything done at my house and I'm behind on my podcast. In fact, it is Monday afternoon and I am recording this, hoping I will have this done sometime tomorrow to post it. And on top of everything else, not that I really should have been going this weekend. We had plans to go visit Mr. Irish and spend Friday night having some fun. On top of everything else, I go ahead and get my period. What a shit show. Now, you may be wondering, why don't you have your life together, Marie? And why wouldn't you have this episode of the podcast planned out ahead of time? And why would you be recording it on Monday afternoon when you're supposed to be dropping it on Tuesday morning? That's a really good question. Partially because I am the world's worst procrastinator, and partially because I just couldn't come up with an idea of something good because I was spent so much time being depressed about how nothing was working out the way I wanted it to that I just couldn't come up with anything good to talk about. So I decided to just talk about the fact that sometimes life doesn't work out your way. Sometimes, no matter how hard you try, you just can't stay active in the lifestyle. Here's the thing. It honestly hasn't been that long since we had a play date, maybe a month. In my phone, I have several people who would be a good time that we could have a lot of fun. Right now, just off the top of my head, I can think of Mr. Gun Tattoos, who's got those gun tattoos that are down by the hip bone with the V thing. Oh yeah, super fucking hot. Then there is Mr. Bull Rider, who, 'cause you know I'm a country girl, I got a soft spot for those. Mr. Irish, who we've had fun with a couple of times this spring. New Mr. Oilfield, who I'm kind of excited to meet. Mr. Bear, who I haven't met yet, but kind of looks like a silver fox, and Mrs. and Mr. Gorgeous from Nebraska, as well as another really interesting couple that is from the state over. But there's your problem. The next state over. In fact, none of these people are really within 100 miles of us. This is why I think it's a big problem for rural swingers, because we have to go so far to play. We have to go to another town. We have to get a hotel room. We have to go out, have drinks, and then hope that something works after you've driven 100 miles someplace else. Personally, we don't play in town. I mean, it's a town of 3,000 people. And the last thing I want to do to my kids is have it get around that their mom likes to get dicked down by other men than their dad. So there's that. The whole being outed, though, is, I mean, it's a huge concern for us, which seems kind of counterintuitive considering the fact that I'm here airing all of our dirty laundry on this podcast. But let's face facts. We all know my name isn't really Mae Wild West. I even had a couple message me on Instagram talking about how they seem to have a lot of the same problems. Now, don't get me wrong, part of their problems is finding people who they click with, which honestly is the problems that everybody has. But once more, we have a much smaller pile of people to choose partners from. Because of this inability to get with people on a regular basis, it's really hard to develop friendships, which makes it really hard to keep those friendships also. For example, we've lost touch with several people that we used to meet up with down in Colorado just because as your kids get older in high school and they have more sports, you start to not have the time year round to play. We do a good majority of our playing in the summer months because, well, it's easier to travel. There's less bad weather, not that we've had a lot of bad weather this year, and there's less kids' activities sometimes in the summer for us. A lot of the time, what ends up happening is you become pen pals. And it's one way you can develop a stronger friendship because you start to learn a little bit more about those people and the things that go on in their lives. But eventually, there's only so much you can talk about. And eventually, there's only so many times that you can have the same sort of sexy conversation and talk about meeting up before meeting up becomes a critical thing. Sort of the equivalent of getting friend zoned. You know, because people look at it like this, is that if you were into them enough, and they were into you enough, you would figure out some way for it to all work. Now, do I really think that this is maybe true? No, I don't. Because as much as I would like to meet up with anybody that my husband and I are talking to right now, I just don't have the time. I haven't been well. And, you know, money's been a little tight in our lives lately. Really want to meet up with these people. It's just that I can't figure out a way to logistically make it happen. So then you start feeling guilty because you feel like you led these people on. And the last thing you want to do is get a reputation as being a flake, somebody who all they want to do is talk and they never want to actually do anything. Because the swinger community, especially in smaller areas, is a small community, and soon you will get a reputation. I don't know how many times when situations in my life were reversed and we were ready to meet up and got frustrated by people who kept having things go on in their lives or kept being AFK when it came time to text the day that they were supposed to meet up with us. And you can't help but take it a little bit personal. I read a wall post by a pretty insightful lady on Fat Life the other day. I thought it was kind of fascinating because it looks at it from the opposite direction, but she was saying how she was just shocked that for the first time in a long time, the person that she was meeting was going to show up because it was just a woman. And I did say that I think that if people don't show up, then they're probably not going to be that good in bed, and then they probably aren't the person for you. On the other hand, if people continue to have problems in their lives that make it difficult for them to meet up with you, you have two choices. You can either choose to end that relationship, which is completely reasonable, or you can be patient. So, well, then how do you be patient? There's the other question. How do you keep the conversation active, or at least convince them that you haven't ghosted them while your life is in shambles or is a busy mess that you just can't focus on the swinging portion of your life? So, okay, I don't have a lot of good answers for this because I honestly need help with this. My best bet is that randomly throughout the week, I try to send everybody a boob pic. You know, like, hey, how's your day going? Let me flash you. Now, that is partially probably because I'm a bit of an exhibitionist. Not that I wouldn't rather my boobs look like they did when I was 19. I'm still pretty proud of them. I get a lot of compliments on them, and it seems to perk everybody up. It doesn't require a whole lot of response from the other people, but it helps them to think that you're still thinking about them. The other one is just check-ins. Say, hey, how's it going? You know, what's up? Do anything fun this weekend? Have any sexy times? A lot of people like to share stories about their sexy times. The other suggestion I have is the answer to every single question that anybody ever has in the swinger lifestyle, and that is communicate. At the end of the day, most people who you're going to be swinging with are going to be similar in age to you. Understand that life happens and that adulting happens, and like I said, if they're not willing to wait for you to have a slower time in your life, then maybe they just aren't the right people for you in the first place. Open the lines of communication, because at the end of the day, these other people are just people like you. And they've had maybe the same problems, maybe similar problems, maybe just other problems where they've had to step away or they've had to put things on pause for a few minutes. Like currently, when life isn't working out and I feel like that there's no real point in talking to people because I don't know when life is going to slow down so that we'll have more time to meet up with people. It makes it sometimes hard to want to even start new conversations with people. You'll be messaged on whichever app it is you use, whether that is Fat Life or ASL or Adult Friend Finder or Cassidy or even Reddit, you'll get messages. And especially the messages from couples, I always feel guilty if I don't respond to them because we have so few options for meeting up with couples that you hate to waste it. But then on the other hand, you don't know if you're going to be able to hook up with them anyway. So what's the point of wasting the time? Take my own advice, and if I want to start those conversations because I want to see if we can make a match with a couple, then I probably should just start the conversation out with, we have a really busy life right now and I don't know when we're going to be available for meetups. That'd be the simplest way to do it.
Well, duh!
Once more, as I am going through my podcast and writing my show notes, I come up with these brilliant theories about how to solve my own problems. Go figure. Now, I will say that when it comes to single guys, and I'm in one of these moods where there's really no point in even talking to anybody because we're not going to meet up, and I'm being a big pouty baby, I get savage about deleting messages from guys, especially single guys. If you start out your message with, hey, you have no profile anything, you didn't read my profile, which I will know if you read my profile because straight up in it, it says in the middle, if you've read this far, you deserve a treat. So start your message out with, show me the titties and I will flash you. So I know when people read my profile or don't read my profile. You know, and even sometimes I can be pickier about looks. There's no incentive to piddle fuck around with it, because if you know you're not going to be able to hook up with them, then why go through the effort of getting to know somebody that's just going to fade away? God, that sounds dark and depressing. Jaded as that sounds, I still feel guilty though, because I feel like people deserve a chance. Do a little bit of a more cheerful note. When I look at my attitudes towards the whole situation and my general poutiness about the whole situation, I realize that I'm kind of being a big baby and that I should probably look at my life and go, well, shit, it's not so bad. I mean, a month ago is not so bad. Okay, yeah, there's a lot of swingers out there who get to do this every single weekend, and am I jealous as shit? Yes, I am jealous as shit because it's fun and, you know, chase the dopamine. But we've got to figure out how to solve our problems. And yes, communication is the key to solving most of these problems. But there's other places that we can look for help and how to get better at these relationships that we have to develop as swingers and in the lifestyle. And one of the places that I have found that has been very helpful is a lot of these Facebook swinger groups, especially the newbie ones. If you search in Facebook for swingers, you're going to find a whole bunch of Facebook groups. And those Facebook groups are everything from brand new newbies to people who are just looking for hookups. So pick the ones that are the best for what you're looking for. And in those groups, you can ask for advice, or you can just lurk and read the questions that everybody else is asking and the advice that everybody else is giving. Either way you look at it, it's good information, and sometimes it's something to think about. The number of times that I read something and go, oh, well, shit, I never thought about it from that perspective, is just astonishing. The other place that I found that is a good place to find advice and to read about other people's perspectives and how they look at things is honestly FetLife. They have these options where you can post a status update or you can post a writing. And yes, some of this stuff is a little more extreme than the average swinger is looking for. But a lot of this writings and a lot of the groups have interesting perspectives on how those relationships work. Another place I found that can give you some advice, if you don't mind sifting through the bullshit and the crap and the dick pics, is Reddit. One of the Reddit pages that I have found that has a lot of information for people is just the straight up r/swingers. And then the other one is r/swinger and newbies. You can also find local groups, and you can find about 72 dudes who want to send you a dick pic, and God bless him, but Jesus. Sometimes it's great. I mean, there are such things as a good dick pic. Sometimes it's not good. And in my opinion, most of the time that it's not good is because it looks like you have a chia pet in your pants. Personal preference. The last thing that I do to get advice, to get ideas, to figure out how it is that I'm supposed to interact with people in the lifestyle is to listen to other podcasts. Podcasts that I find helpful are the Wanderlust Swinger podcast and then the Impulsive Duo. They also do the Unicorn Landing and the Professor Pineapple on Instagram. They have a lot of good ideas. They have a lot of good information. And both those podcasters are moderators of some of those Facebook groups. So they're available there to give you help right on the spot half the time. So speaking of social media, do not forget to check out all of my social media. Like I said, I have Reddit, which is user/MayWildWest. Instagram, which is @MayWildWest, X or Twitter, which is @MayWildWest, and the link to the website is going to be in the show notes. Another thing that I will put in the show notes this week is the links to the Wanderlust podcast, as well as the links to the Impulsive Duo podcast. If you're listening to this, then you probably know that the podcast is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube, Google Podcasts. Another way you can get a hold of me is you can email me at maywildwest@gmail.com. I would love to have your ideas about how you keep the conversation going on a long-term relationship with either a single guy, a single girl, or a couple. And if you had a good time with me today, and I think I'm always a good time, please make sure you subscribe so you don't miss out on a single story from the craziest gal in all of the Wild West. Also, don't forget to share my podcast with your other inappropriate friends, and hopefully next week will be a much happier and positive May Wild West. So thanks, and have a great day, everybody.